I've had the pleasure of working with Jacob for about a year now. He's an incredible software engineer that I look up to, and is someone who knows his craft inside and out. What's even more incredible is that Jacob is largely self-taught. He dropped out of high school at the age of 16 to attend college early, and with just 3 credits left to graduate, he dropped out yet again to start his professional career as a software engineer. Now, he's one of the lead engineers at a successful startup. In today's episode, we'll have the opportunity to pick his brain, hear about the decisions he made along the way, and the advice that he has for those just starting out. This is Jacob's Journey. Would you mind introducing yourself, Jacob?
Yeah. So my name's Jacob Comer. I'm 30 years old. I'm a staff software engineer at a company called GiveCampus, where we help schools, colleges, universities, K-12 schools raise more money online.
And what was your first memory of coding?
So I think it's tied for two. I can't remember which one came first. There was a website called MySpace. I don't know if you're old enough to remember that. Hopefully you are. Otherwise, I'm going to feel very old on this call. So they had the ability to customize the look and feel of your MySpace profile, where it wasn't officially supported, but you could inject your own HTML and CSS onto the page to hide your about section and replace it with something else, add some very jarring blinking background image to the page or change the colors. So that kind of planted the seed for web development, which I eventually turned into a career path. And then the other side of the house was trying to learn how to hack into video games, just because I had that mindset of, hey, here's a computer, let me take it apart and try to put it back together. Similar with gaming, I just wanted to see, hey, how are they actually writing these hacks that are, plaguing my multiplayer experience, really just out of curiosity. And then that eventually turned into working with, gaming communities online, helping them build websites about, games that they're interested in, discussion boards, et cetera. And then that eventually turned into, studying computer science in school and then dropping out at 18 because it's one of those industries where the degree helps, not required, definitely helps. Like, I like having those computer science fundamentals, but I just had to start working ASAP.
Yeah. So can you tell me more about your educational background?
So kind of took a non-traditional education path. The classroom was never quite for me, which is a little ironic because both my parents are teachers professionally. When I was 16, I tested for my GED and then basically got the green light to skip the rest of high school and start going to my local community college. So I was going there for 2 years, and granted, this wasn't me saying I really want to go to college to learn computer science. It was an ultimatum that my mom gave me of like, go to school or get a retail job. And I begrudgingly picked school. I started going to community college full time. It was definitely jarring from a social development perspective. My, friends were making, all the typical mistakes you make in high school where you're supposed to be making them. And I was doing it in night classes with a bunch of 45-year-olds. And then getting a job the moment I turned 18, pretty much making those mistakes in a room full of other actual adults versus being an undergrad. And just, it was a very weird experience. It's good looking back from a professional perspective. I feel like I had a bit of a jump start compared to other people my age, but it was very, very awkward. And I felt like socially I had to catch up quite a bit towards my mid-20s.
Wow. So what went into that decision to end high school early?
Yeah, I mean, it just bored me. In a lot of ways, I was taking classes that I wasn't quite interested in. Chemistry is super important. I'm not going to use it in my day-to-day life. I just wanted to focus, full time on, technical stuff. So when I started programming at 13, it was kind of, how do I get myself into a position where, I can do the general education things at my own speed, which, not gloating or anything, but it was usually faster than the majority of the class. So I'd be sitting there in class and not being challenged enough. So I just felt like it was a lot of time being wasted where I found the thing, luckily, in my early teens that I was super passionate about. And I just wanted to spend as much time focused on that as possible.
I'm curious, you said that you got a job at 18. Did you end up finishing college or did you decide to end that early as well?
Nope, I ended it early. I was 57 credits done with my 60 credit associates, which I think is a testament to like how much I did not care about getting a degree. But the thing I had in the back of my mind was as soon as I turn 18, as soon as I can legally work full time, move out, get my own place, et cetera, I was just on that path. So
at the time, did you have any doubts about what you were doing?
Nope. No, for better or for worse, like I'm very stubborn in that respect. It was, this is the plan. If this doesn't work, I'm going to, you know, just deal with the consequences of it. But this is just, it has to work.
Wow, that's quite the leap. I guess looking back now on your career, at what point did you first feel successful or good at what you were doing?
Professionally, 25, 26, like early on in my career, I definitely had imposter syndrome where you're just sitting in that spot and you really don't, it's hard to visualize the value you're actually creating. It's you're hired into a role. I really didn't have a good feel for coding professionally yet. I understood the algorithms, the technical stuff, but just working in the context of a team and pushing that team towards success took a lot of years for me to feel comfortable with. And it really wasn't until I got into more of a mentoring role where I felt like I was actually successful in the field. And also it was tied to actual business ones where at a company like GiveCampus, I was really starting to be trusted with, here's a business problem. We haven't scoped out a solution yet. Here's two engineers that you can, you know, mentor and delegate work to. Ship a solution that produces actual results within the next 2 months. Like I was starting to really get the responsibility for bigger projects like that. So with that came that feeling of confidence, that feeling of, you know, being confident at what I'm doing because I actually saw real results.
You mentioned you felt a lot of imposter syndrome when you first started out in your career. Do you still feel any of that today?
I still get it today, just in different ways. I'd say the big one is if you look at how many people have contributed to the code base, did a lot in the early years. Now I'm writing basically zero code. And because I don't have that immediate, I wrote this code, it got shipped, the school benefited from it, and more so just like zoomed out, ambiguous. I had a really impactful conversation with Connor 2 weeks ago about this one thing and some variation of it made it into this pull request 2 weeks later. Like it's really hard to just measure that personally. You can feel the impact you're making, but it's way less concrete, I think. So there are days when it's like, this was a super impactful day. I helped move these seven projects along. Like I feel like my presence was impactful. And other days it's, I can't point to anything that I ship, but people seem happy and hopefully I, you know, carried my own weight, but it's a lot trickier these days.
How do you deal with imposter syndrome now?
Early on in my career, it was just flat out anxiety. Now I know it's my brain playing a trick on me. And it's a good thing. I feel like if I was, you know, 10 years into my career, hopefully with like 20 or 30 more to go, and I was just like, yeah, I got this. I'm crushing it. I'm the best staff engineer ever. It's, that wouldn't be good. But also just being open about it, where early on in my career, I did have that false sense of confidence until I realized what I didn't know, which was fast. Versus now it's, you know, way easier for me to ask for direct feedback where I don't want people to sugarcoat it. Like, what am I doing well? We can skim through that because I don't really care too much, but more so, what am I messing up? And I feel like having those conversations helps kind of visualize the impact you're making versus before I would just kind of shy away from the negative parts, but also have that feeling in the pit of my stomach of like, am I actually delivering? And solving for one usually solves for the other one.
And for our last question, what advice would you give to someone just starting out in the field?
I'd say try to consistently take on projects that you don't know how to solve and just figure it out. Where software engineering is such a creative field that there are so many opportunities for you to challenge yourself and kind of code yourself out of a box. There are so many resources on Google where, you know, I want to figure out, and starting with really simple stuff, like I want to figure out how to make a to-do list on a website. Taking on those personal projects and not expecting a book or a website to give you all the information. So much of the learning that I had was just taking things way outside of my comfort zone and, you know, still using those online resources, but just trying to figure it out myself. Also combined with building up a community of people who are way stronger than you at the thing you want to get good at, whether it's software engineering or anything else. It's hard to become a good engineer in a silo, just by yourself without that critical feedback from other people.
Well, that's it from Jacob. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully we'll catch you next week.